Hi guys, good morning. This is Reema Tendulkar from CNBC TV 18. This morning, the SGX Nifty is suggesting a mildly positive start, and this is on the back of a rebound in Dow. The Dow ended higher by 100 points as tech shares like Apple rebounded after last week's fall. But going by yesterday's session, we know that how it starts is not the way it ends. So yesterday, the markets were flat, pretty sideways in the first half of the trading session. And then a late sell-off pushed the Nifty to close below 11,300, closer to its 50-day moving average of 11,274. The three key overhangs on our markets: one, the massive selling seen by the FIIs in the cash markets. So yesterday, selling to the tune of 1,554 crore in the cash market, not totally compensated by the DII buying. The DIIs bought only 750 crore in the cash market. Secondly, crude is clearly on the boil. Brent is now approaching $79.50 per barrel mark, as Iranian exports in August were the lowest since March 2016 and Hurricane Florence approaches the US East Coast. And thirdly, the Indian macros, the rupee as well as bond prices continue to weaken. So yet another day, another record closing low on the rupee at 72.7, while the 10-year bond yield inches higher to 8.18%. There is that IIP and CPI data which comes out post-market hours at 5:30 p.m. and that assumes importance. So these are the three big overhangs on our market. But we have seen a pretty sharp sell-off. So the Nifty is down about 473 points from its peak of 11,760, hit just what, maybe 2 weeks ago at best. So at some point of time, there will be a short covering bounce. But as of now, there are clearly these macro overhangs and the trader psyche could be to sell into the bounce. The stocks which you should keep on your radar: sugar stocks. There is a cabinet meeting at 10:30 a.m. where they will consider hiking ethanol prices by 25%. Reliance Capital Q1 FY19 numbers out. Profits have come in at 247 crore, which compares with a loss in the prior year. Supply in focus because the South African Health Products Regulatory Authority has approved the company's antiretroviral treatment for HIV. Riddington, which surged yesterday, has announced that the board will meet on 17th of September to consider a buyback, while for Alembic, also a stock on the move yesterday, the board has given its in-principle approval to demerge an identified real estate undertaking. HCL Technology, Citi has written a note after meeting the CEO of HCL Technology, and post that they've come away raising the target price to 1,210. And keep your eye out on tire stocks. MK has written a note on Apollo Tires where they say channel checks indicate that price increases have been delayed, but the aftermarket demand remains robust and European exports present a potential opportunity for the Indian tire makers after Europe imposed anti-dumping duty on Chinese tires.